Yes, sir.
This is Dr. Allie Evans welcoming you all to Light on Health, a show where we shine the light on a full spectrum of topics that affect your health and that of our entire community. I think I say this every month, but I'm so excited to interview you today. My guest today is Jen Visser. She's the owner of Healthy Hub Massage and Wellness in Seaside, Oregon. And she is a mind-body health coach, which we will talk about. But I think the timing of this show with the holidays and talking about sort of a mindful approach to eating is perfect.
I agree.
Yes. And we are going to be talking a lot about foods, but not so much about how to bake pies and cinnamon rolls, but more the energy with which we take in those foods.
Absolutely. Well, it's such an honor to be here, Allie. So thank you for having me.
Yes. So tell us... I'm curious, and I know I've heard little bits of your story, but tell us a little bit of how you ended up health coaching and specifically how you ended up really focused on nourishment.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my biggest health transformation started in 2013 with a sugar detox that a naturopath put me on for my chronic back pain. Well, the results were absolutely amazing. I didn't see like how my back pain and diet could correlate at the time, but it only took 3 days of this detox when I noticed that my focus and attention was where it was, well, never was before. It was extremely focused, and I've always been diagnosed and treated for ADD, ADHD, and I never believed it. I thought, whatever, this is society not being able to deal with me, but I've never omitted certain foods from my diet before. And so with this transformation, I continued into a therapeutic diet, and everything started getting better. I mean, my skin, my hair, my energy, my focus, my back did. The pain did subside. So I was just elated and just in love with the power of food and the healing aspects of that. So I immersed myself in the world of nutrition and diet and learning and, expressing the power to other people and leading detoxes and seeing the transformation in other people. Well, this, like I mentioned, it led me to a therapeutic diet for a couple of years. And, as things got better, I met the love of my life. I built the Healthy Hub, and then I also things changed where I got a family. And, that kind of made for a different way of eating. And all of a sudden I started feeling guilty, like, oh, my God, I can't eat in this perfect way anymore.
And the bachelorette way of eating.
Yeah. Which was I lived at home, I worked at home, I could make all these stir fries and curries and, all these good things, but, at home with the kids. Well, as I was growing and learning, the final layer that I had to kind of, not the final, but a big layer was to quit drinking alcohol. And, after I quit that, the pendulum kind of swung and imbalances started to happen. And I was like, whoa, what's going on? How can I, not eat in this perfect way? So I started learning more and getting deeper. And I started really learning more about the power of food, as in the energetics of food, and really unwanted symptoms and behaviors as more doorways for higher transformation. Mm-hmm. And so, any unwanted behavior or symptom, really sometimes it's just, a doorway for greater transformation.
And those can be people being completely addicted to sugar, for example, or people having phobias around eating too many calories.
Or binging, or overeating, emotional eating, all that stuff, which...
That usually are packed with shame. Usually people are kind of, you mentioned doorway, and I get this image of people sort of hiding in a closet with it because it's shameful in our society, and what people have, the story they've told themselves is that it's not behavior to be proud of.
Yeah, but and what's interesting, because those kind of little issues started to come back up after I quit drinking, because that was my vice, and I was like, whoa, okay, so how do I lean into this instead of resist against, and learn, grow, transform, and share with others? And so that's how I got where I am today with the mind body health coaching, because nutrition is amazing, but it's only part of the story. The other part is who we are as eaters and how we relate with food and self and self-love.
And before the show, we were chatting, and I woke up this morning thinking about when we look at food and nourishment, it's the very first experience we have as a newborn. We're born into this world, and the very first activity that we do is to nurse. And so that idea of it's the seed, it's this primordial seed. I mean, we're doing it in utero as well. Mm-hmm. But that idea of what that represents in that moment to that newborn is not just physical nourishment, but it's complete unconditional love. It's the love of a mother for a child. And that unconditional love is packed into this food. And if we look at that moment and then we look at where we are now on our journey with food and kind of societally, culturally, there's such a gap there. And you said something which was so beautiful before the show about you say it in your own words, but something about how the journey is teaching people to love themselves kind of one baby step at a time.
Absolutely. So, you know, exactly with what you said about the nourishment and the love and, you know, feeding yourself and nourishing yourself is the highest form of self-love that you can show yourself, because in a essence, you're choosing life. You're choosing to live. You're, you know, saying, okay, I'm important. I'm going to keep going in this world. I'm going to eat. And so, yeah, you know, when we have all these unwanted, you know, behaviors or symptoms, you know, like overeating or binge eating, emotional eating, you know, it's really like, okay, how can this translate into creating a balance for self and, you know, learning to love yourself exactly one baby step at a time? You know, it's easy to say like, oh, well, you got to love yourself. Okay, well, what does that mean? And so really it's like unwinding and listening to these symptoms of like, oh, okay, well, maybe there's, you know, desires I haven't paid attention to. Like I really wanted to start writing that blog or the book, or, you know, I was really interested in changing careers, or, you know, maybe I wasn't using my voice, or, you know, maybe I do need to learn a little bit about self-care and self-love, you know, and, you know, it goes on and on and on, yeah. Which is so amazing because, you know, it's the never-ending story, and it gets deep, and it's very interesting.
Well, and what you're saying is just making me think when we're talking about what we eat and how we eat, you have to think that one step further, which is, so eating is putting fuel into our tank, and if we're doing that for our car, it's like, okay, we're putting fuel in the tank so we can go somewhere. Where are we going? And sort of that idea of really honoring what were we put here in this lifetime to do. And the way we nourish ourselves helps provide fuel for that.
I love that. But also, even better. So, you know, talking about lessons and what the body is maybe speaking. And part of that is embodiment, meaning like loving and getting into the body that you have. And, you know, that sounds, you know, a little complicated maybe for some people. But talking about the car. So you have this car, this vehicle, and you're like, you know what? I don't like this car. I don't like the look. You know, like it's ugly. People aren't going to love me in this car. It's not acceptable. So I'm just going to stand here and just wait till it changes to get in the car to start.
That's a great way of putting it, yeah.
So it's like, okay, you know, starting to learn like, okay, this car, you know, is what I've got. You know, I'm going to get into it and, you know, I'm going to be okay with it because, you know, I want to go places. And so learning how to get embodied or in the car, you know, first, and then like, okay, you know what? I love this car. I'm going to start giving it higher fuel.
And maybe it's that one tiny thing you find to appreciate about it at once, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe, you know, you're not going to change the color or the make or the engine that's rusting out, but you might find that,
you know,
one thing.
It has a leather wheel.
Exactly. Or I have this wonderful drink holder that holds my reusable cup perfectly.
Exactly.
Or that one tiny thing.
And just little bit by little bit starting to gain the impression, you know, the appreciation. And you're like, hey, I'm going somewhere, you know, like this is pretty neat.
Yes.
Instead of being stuck.
Yes. So a lot of the work that you're focused on now is looking at not necessarily what we're eating, but how we're eating, which I think is really important for people to be aware of.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about that concept of a lot of people could eat the same exact things they're already eating and still take that one step further towards thriving, yeah. even given the same foods that they're probably already eating.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot to be done, you know, before we learn what to eat. It's arguable that, you know, first you got to learn how to eat. And so, you know, some of the steps Well, you know, it's really like learning about, first off, like stress eating versus relaxed eating and the different body chemistries and maybe hidden stresses that you have in your body that you don't even realize. Like, are you eating fast? You know, and most people smile when I ask them that and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm a fast eater. But your body just can't be aware. It's not getting the message. It's kind of like digestion turns off. That's a stressor. It could be that you have some stressors in your mind that you are unaware of, like, you know, food is the enemy. It makes me fat. Fat will make me fat. Or I'll be happy when I, you know, fill in the blank, lose the last 10 pounds or, you know, whatever. There's a lot of, you know, besides the classic stress, there's a lot of maybe hidden stressors. And so like learning how to take some deep breaths, to slow down, which I kind of mentioned is the new sexy, because you can, you know, be aware of your meal. You can be sensual. What does it smell like? What does it taste like? What are the flavors? Really, really is just amazing for turning on your metabolism.
Right. Because digestion starts with the brain before you even put a morsel of food in your mouth.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, just bringing it back to the basics that are really, we know this, but we kind of forgot it. Yeah. And it's easier said than done. So learning different tools and techniques to, you know, take those baby steps for yourself to, you know, make time for your meal. And maybe it starts with just one meal. You know, maybe it's breakfast. Okay, breakfast. I can give myself 15 to 20 minutes. I'm going to, you know, put away the distractions. Maybe it's dinner. You know, maybe it's a snack. You know, meeting you where you're at and understanding, each person needs to understand that it's their own journey and not to get frustrated. And if it's hard, good. It's a sign that actually, like, okay, this is something that, you know, I need to work on. And it's, you know, not easy. But, you know, definitely, I really believe that this is the part that needs to happen before any awareness and, you know, unwanted symptoms can go away. Mm-hmm. Any binge eating, you know, because really, I'm about empowering people, giving them power back, getting your body wisdom, understanding what works, what doesn't work for you. Because, you know, the statistics are 98 to 99% of people that lose weight gain it back in a year. Well, I don't want to be that coach. I mean, I love people, but I don't want to have to have people, you know, dependent on me for their whole lives.
You want to work yourself out of a job.
Well, I want
for that individual.
Yeah, exactly. I want them to be empowered to be able to take care of their own self and understand what they truly need.
And do you feel like the biggest challenge? It sounds like the biggest challenge for people is not what's my perfect diet and am I eating too many calories and should I do paleo or should I do raw or should I do vegan? But it sounds like the biggest challenge is finding that sense of purpose for what they want their life to look like and finding that self-love and then bringing that into an awareness of every time they feed themselves, it's sort of that self-nourishment and self-love. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wild, wild west out there, and it's so confusing, chaotic, you know, like, oh, paleo, oh, vegan, or this. And, you know, everything has a little nugget of truth to it.
That's
it has
right.
some wisdom. But, you know, to find what works for you, you know, it's about reconnecting with self. And so I think that it's just about the progress of slowing down, taking breaths, listening, you know, reconnecting with yourself and self-love, but understanding what works and what doesn't work and being okay with the whole rides of, you know, like the ups and the downs and not being like beating yourself up like, oh my God, I ate this, you know, and really finding your healthy balance, which just takes awareness.
Yeah, I know. And I say to patients sometimes, it's better to sit and eat your grandmother's cinnamon rolls and fully enjoy it and love it than to deprive yourself and feel sad about the deprivation. You know, sometimes that the emotion
or
around
hide and eat or it. Hide. Like, no, you know, and eat it really fast because that's you right. know what? That's the, you know, it's bad. So I'm just going to get it over with that's quick right. and not enjoying it. So yeah.
I like at my house, sometimes I'll find like when I bake something, I'll find little morsels going over to the staircase. It's like Hansel and Gretel's oh, yeah. cottage. You know, my kids have like grabbed it and then taken a step, taken a bite, taken a step as they like run off. And I could just follow
oh,
the breadcrumbs.
Totally. You're like, oh, busted.
Yes. We are talking with Jen Visser about emotions, thoughts, and beliefs we hold around food, which is not a simple topic, but beautiful.
And that's nonetheless. Why I love it. It gets deep.
That's right. We're listening to Light on Health on Coast Community Radio, and just want to remind everyone that it is Giving Tuesday. And there are lots of volunteers at the station in the lobby just waiting for your call. A $100 donation gets you a really cool, I'm sitting with it right now, a really cool, it's a battery charger, emergency weather station, sort of an emergency radio that will charge your smartphone. It's a bright flashlight. It's a lithium battery. It's got a USB port. It glows in the dark. So a $100 donation gets you that to prepare you for the next coastal storm. But we will take any donation on this Giving Tuesday. You can call the radio station 503-325-0010, or you can go online to coastradio.org. And we appreciate every dollar helps us. So thank you. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Jen Visser. Okay, we're good. You're listening to Light on Health. My guest is Jen Visser, and we're talking about food and the emotions, the thoughts, and the beliefs around food. I'm curious, from the work you've done with people, what do you feel like is the most helpful when people are trying to kind of let's start with, you know, someone who really hasn't experimented a lot with diets. Let's take, for example, a woman who's a bit overweight, isn't super excited about her body, hasn't really delved into the world of consciousness around eating. Mm-hmm. What do you find is the most helpful way to approach sort of I want to say a diet change, but it's really like a lifestyle mm-hmm. change and a way of embracing eating?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, kind of a hard question because, you know, if I had that woman, I would ask her a lot more questions.
Sure.
But, you know, in general, I would say there's a couple that if I were to give like an overall, okay, start here.
Yeah.
Is one is, you know, slow down. Like try to take, if you take 5 minutes for breakfast, can you take 10 minutes for breakfast? And put away all distractions, take a few deep breaths, and, you know, sit with your food. And people are going to find, like, wow, that was really, really hard.
And
like,
I will tell everyone, if you want a challenge today, I challenge all my listeners to do this just for 1 minute. Try to chew your food 40 times, meaning you take a bite and then you chew 40 times before you swallow. It is unbelievable. It is the most infuriating. You get so impatient and you're like, can I just swallow this already?
That is a challenge. But like, you know, I'm going to challenge them instead is to get more sensual with it. So try to pick out the flavors, the smells, the textures, you know, what does the mouth feel like? Really be present. And you know, I have this game of like, hey, if you were, you know, an alien here and this is what you had to eat, and you had to describe this to your fellow aliens that could not eat this, how would you describe it? Like, to as detailed as possible. And it gives you an idea of all the things that you are missing when you're eating fast, you know? And so it makes it a little more fun. No offense. And
yes. Yes. It's just amazing. When I've done that, I'm like, goodness gracious, this is... I think I swallow my food after 3 chews.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why, like, you know, like, I would bring them more into the senses of it because, you know, it's so infuriating with that. But also, like, you know, quality. And I know we're talking about food, but, you know, as energetics, well, you know, I mentioned before, quality has a meaning, you know, and everybody likes quality of something, you know, whether that's your tools, your car, your clothing, you know, what does quality mean to you, and low quality, and how does that feel on either end energetically? Right. And so, you know, whatever you're choosing to eat, you know, can you choose the highest quality? For example, like a package of white plain bagels, you know, on the grocery store has a different energetic than your local bakery that's using non-GMO, organic, you know, flour that puts a lot of love and intent, because, you know, what is the intent of this food? So quality, you know, just trying to be aware and upping your game with quality and slowing down and being more present and aware, doing some breaths, you know, is a good place to start.
You're reminding me of, I think it was a year or two ago, it was just a frenzied evening in my house. The kids had to be at places. I was trying to make dinner for us, and I was trying to double it to make dinner for a family that was in need. I can't remember if it was a new baby or an illness. It was an illness. I remember. Mm-hmm. And I was just frantic trying to get this all ready and get it out the door. And I remember stopping and thinking, like, I am putting into this pot of chili complete frenetic energy and stress, and that's what you deliver. Uh-huh. You know, this idea that our energy and our emotions don't just stay within us, you know, it's transferred. And like you said, that idea of someone lovingly putting, you know, this intention and this energy into a fresh baked loaf of bread is very different than running to Safeway and grabbing the cheapest loaf, you know, the cheapest thing of bread that you can find just for the wallet.
Well, food is energy, you know, even on the sense of, you know, an energetic message to your body. I mean, for example, coffee, it will raise your blood sugar your blood sugar, your cortisol, you know, it has this increase your heart rate. It has this energetic message, you know, different foods, you know, have different messages. And just being aware of, like, what is this saying to me?
Yeah. And the idea that I think what I see in my practice a lot is that people put this pressure on themselves to have these, when they want a healthy diet, they have this sort of idea that a healthy diet looks like these just gorgeous full plates of rainbow colored foods and these sauces and these, you know, slow cooked stews. And we have to sort of demystify that a little bit and tell people, you know, sometimes a healthy meal looks like a salad that you threw together in the morning and put in your bag for work, but that you sit and enjoy midday, that it doesn't have to be, you know, these magazine covers.
To be honest, you know, and it's kind of funny because when, you know, they say, oh, it's mind, body, health coach, you know, people, you know, immediately maybe think like, oh, God, she's going to turn me into some yoga, you know, green juice drinking, you know, whatever, only if you want to. But also highly recommend is an 80-20 rule, because let's face it, this is our world. This is, you know, what we got. And at some time we're going to eat the cake. We're going to have, you know, the glass of wine. We're going to have, you know, the fancy, you know, coffee of whatever. And ignoring it, you know, I think it's healthier to admit that this is part of our culture and it is part of our life, and to, you know, include that flexibility. And so, you know, to different people, it means different things. You know, perhaps you're on a therapeutic diet and, you know, that's going to be for this certain amount of time and whatnot. But it is healthier to admit that this is part of, you know, our culture and where we're at, and, you know, to not be in shame or guilt, but just to understand.
Or hold ourselves to these ideals that are just not human and not possible in our society.
Well, that's what, you know, like, eventually happened to me. You know, I was like eating this perfect way, and I'm saying that in quotes.
Yeah.
You know, that was working for me. It was a therapeutic diet that was beautiful and wonderful, but then, you know, the therapeutic diet kind of ran out because my life changed and evolved, and so I needed different things. And so, you know, I was holding on to this idea of perfectness, which then gave me shame, you know, and guilt, and And that's why it goes deep. And that's why I'm here today.
And that's why we all have to kind of be surfers in our approach to ride the highs and ride the lows and be really graceful and go with the flow.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and if anybody does kind of like a life timeline on them, they can, you know, oh, this time, this is when I bought my house and this is when I, you know, but you look and you put all the goods and, you know, the quotes bads.
Yeah.
But really, it's learning experiences. You'll find you go up in a zigzag. And there is no straight trajectory.
That's right. That's right. So before we run out of time, I want you to tell us, you have some events coming up that are really exciting. Tell us tell us what you have.
Yeah, this is perfect timing because I'm actually hosting a free presentation at the Bob Chisholm Center in Seaside, Oregon. And it's called Lose Weight, Gain Energy, and Better Digestion Without Changing Your Diet. So I'm going to really delve deep into these topics, and I'm going to give you guys the best of the best. You're going to walk away with, like, empowerment. So that is Wednesday, December 6th. From 6 to 7 at the Bob Chisholm Center. I also have an up-and-coming class called Genuine Health. It's a 3-month in-person class, and to be determined when the next 3 months are going to start. But if you guys go to my website, Healthy Hub, that's H-U-B, wellness.com, there's events. And also a sugar detox is coming up January 8th, I think. You're going to have to look it up. But anyway, it's got a lot of stuff coming up. But if you guys can make it, you local folks, to the Lose Weight, Gain Energy, and Better Digestion Without Changing Your Diet mouthful, I would be grateful to see you there.
And that's not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday.
Yeah, December 6th, 6 to 7 p.m.
Free childcare. And all of you moms, that's what I was going to say. All of you moms, there is free childcare.
That's
so
right.
That should just be mom's night
out.
And
it's just going to be a great expansion of what we're talking about. With giving people the tools and techniques, because, you know, who I am is like, once I learn things, I'm like, I gotta share this.
Which is, yes. And if there's sort of one piece or one piece of advice or kind of thing that you could impart to the listeners, is there one idea or one thing that you would love people to know just about their relationship to eating?
Well, you know, I always say if I can, you know, hug the world with one message, it would be true to yourself, love yourself like your life depended on it. Really, it's a gateway for higher transformation. Is your, you know, how you're relating with food is perhaps a mirror of how you're relating with life. So slow down, take it easy, love yourself, and be kind.
Yeah. And going into the holiday season, if it means some choices you might label as unhealthy, do it with enjoyment
and
celebration and intent and slowness and consciousness.
Yeah, bring the sensuality into it, you know? Like, I meet so many people, like, do you love food? They're like, oh, yeah, I love it. Do you eat fast? Oh, yeah, I eat so fast, you know? So, you know, enjoy it. Take your time. Take breaths. Try to, you know, see what kind of flavors can I pull out of here. Really bring that mind-body connection.
And that can be everyone's holiday homework. Before they look at these New Year resolutions of changing diets and giving up sugar or, you know, doing a sugar detox or anything like that, just that idea of eat what you're going to eat over the holidays, but how about experiment with changing our consciousness around it and changing the way in which we eat it.
Yeah, your intent. And, you know, yeah, slow it down. Try to take, you know, twice as long. Also, you know, if you head over to my website, sign up for my newsletter, and I talk a lot about this. I send out letters about bi-weekly. So
and once again, the website is Healthy Hub, HEALTHYHUB, wellness.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, thank you, Jen Visser, for talking to us about food. It kind of makes me hungry.
Oh, it was such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed this.
Yes, me too. And to all of you listeners, don't forget it is Giving Tuesday. So feel free to donate to this amazing radio station, Coast Community Radio, either by calling 503-325-0010 or going online to coastradio.org. And we have a great thank you gift for pledges of $100. Thank you to Jen, and a very special thank you to Joanne Rideout, who's engineering our show. It's my hope that we have enlightened and empowered you to take one tiny step forward towards your own radiant health. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you.